Election reconnaissance, candidates who succeeded and those who didn't, analyzing voters' motivations and messages. We're surveying the election battlefield with Republicans Doug Gross, Craig Robinson, and Tamara Scott on this edition of Iowa Press.
Funding for Iowa Press was provided by Friends, the Iowa Public Television Foundation.
Iowa banks know you want honest advice about how to best reach your financial goals. Whether it's financing and education, buying a new home, growing a business, or funding retirement. Iowa banks, Iowa values. MyIowaBank.com.
For decades, Iowa Press has brought you politicians and newsmakers from across Iowa and beyond. Celebrating 42 years of broadcast excellence on statewide Iowa Public Television, this is the Friday, November 16 edition of Iowa Press. Here is Dean Borg.
It's ritualistic order. First, it's the political campaigns, then elections, followed by analysis of what worked and what didn't. With billions of dollars invested, knowing what went wrong is crucial for the next cycle. We even heard some of it this past week, with Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney saying his campaign was unsuccessful because President Obama was providing what the former Massachusetts governor deemed were gifts to key constituent groups. Whatever the reason for the various election outcomes, Republicans are generally doing the most soul-searching right now, and we're joined by Republican activist and former gubernatorial candidate Doug Gross, Craig Robinson, who edits the Iowa Republican Online News, and Tamara Scott, who represents Iowa Republicans as a national committee woman at the RNC. Welcome to Iowa Press.
Good to be with you.
Thanks for having us.
I know that two of you have been on. Tamara, this is your first time on Iowa Press. Welcome.
Thank you.
And across the Iowa Press table, Des Moines Register political columnist Kathy Obradovich and Radio Iowa News Director Kay Henderson.
Mr. Robinson, let's diagnose the problem. Why did Mitt Romney lose Iowa?
Well, I think he lost Iowa because he got beat badly in our large metropolitan counties. 10, 15 years ago, it was always said that if you can limit your loss in a county like Polk County to 10,000 votes, you could win statewide election. Mitt Romney lost five counties by over 10,000 votes. He lost Polk County by over 30,000 votes. So when you allow your opponent to rack up such a large margin in those areas, it's nearly impossible to win statewide election.
Mrs. Scott, beyond the numbers, why did Mitt Romney lose Iowa?
Well, there's a lot of speculation about that, and some are suggesting that we moderate the party, and I would highly guard against that. Others are saying that we need to modernize what we do. Craig mentioned the five counties, and I'm just guessing that they are where we have educational institutions in those areas, and they're urban areas as well. We as Republicans need to reach out, I think, a little more to those organizations with what we do have and the positives that we have in our party. But frankly, Romney himself could have done a better job of reaching out socially on the issues. We hear that we should move away from the social issues every time we face something like this. And frankly, marriage outpolled Romney, and even in the states where marriage lost, it outpolled Romney. And I think that we need to just stick with our base of our party instead of giving on our base every time we come up with something of a controversial issue.
And Mr. Gross, before we hear your comments, I want to play something that will help those comments be interpreted. We have a bit of videotape of you commenting to the PBS Frontline program in which you're describing a conversation that you had a few years ago with Governor Mitt Romney and his wife, Ann. I think it provides insight into the Romney appeal to voters as you see it.
I was seated right next to him. He was at the head of the table. We had a very fine dinner. Ann was seated directly across from me, and I brought up the three M's.
The three M's. Mormon. Massachusetts. Multimillionaire.
Brought up the Mormonism first, and it didn't cause a problem for me, but for a lot of evangelical Christians, particularly in Iowa, they didn't consider Mormonism even Christianity, so they had a difficulty with it. He sort of dismissed that as an issue, really clearly didn't want to talk about it. And so then I went to the next one, and the next one was money. Mitt just simply refused to talk about it. He looked at me quizzically and dismissed it. Ann obviously felt I was insulting her husband and indicated that I was by asking that question. And the rest of the people in the room were sort of taken aback and shocked. And Ann left the room and didn't join us for the rest of the evening meal.
It was their first exposure to Iowa straight talk. It wouldn't be their last.
In Iowa, they have this old phrase that when you stick a pig, it squeals. And I think I hit a sensitive spot.
That sensitive spot.
I don't think I'm on their Christmas card list.
Well, you endorsed Mitt Romney in 2008,
and I supported
2007.
Him this year.
You didn't this time around.
But I supported him, obviously, in the general election. I didn't in the primaries and the caucuses. I did not.
Why?
I was concerned that he was a candidate who couldn't win. I've dealt with investment bankers over the years. Investment bankers are difficult candidates to have, particularly when people are hurting, because they deal with money, and that's what drives them. And people are hurting because they don't have enough money. And if you don't understand that, aren't sensitive to that, don't respect that, and don't have a way out for them to get better, you're not going to be a successful candidate. I was concerned that would dog him, and I think it did.
Mrs. Scott, what about Mormonism?
I think the poll numbers show that evangelicals did come out and support Romney in the poll. Again, I would go back to he didn't respond very much to attacks. When we talk about the social issues, Planned Parenthood, when the president says in a debate that Planned Parenthood does mammograms, which it does not do, and he never countered that. Planned Parenthood had $15 million in messaging and advertisements. We never countered that. When you have... He had, a dinner with executive morning after pill, Bill Frost, the chairman of the board for Teva Pharmaceuticals, 13 days before he accepted the nomination. It didn't leave a major part of the base of the Republican Party with a lot of confidence that this man would be right on the issues.
Well, Mr. Robinson, going back to what Dean said in the open about Mitt Romney's comments after the election, that basically he lost because Obama had given targeted incentives and gifts to minorities and young people. First of all, what's your response to that? And is there something that Republicans need to do to reach out to some of those same constituencies?
Sure. Mitt Romney lost Iowa and lost the presidential election across the country for a number of reasons. I kind of disregard the whole gifts notion. I think Mitt Romney got outworked in Iowa. I think the president's campaign, if you look at every battleground state and look at the people that they turned out, I was astonished that he was able to generate the type of the same support he received in key counties for him in Iowa that he did in 2008 when everyone, you know, viewed him as this hopeful politician. I mean, he increased his margin in Polk County. He increased his margin in Linn County by 6,000 votes. These are huge numbers. And so it's not just because that the president was enticing people with food stamps or other entitlement programs. They went out and targeted the people who were most likely to support him, and the Romney campaign didn't.
He's suggesting, Mr. Gross, that the problem is a Republican Party problem more than it is a Mitt Romney problem.
Well, it's both. Mitt, there were a lot of good things about Mitt Romney in the sense that he had a big picture, he understood how to solve problems in a big way. The country needs that. But at the same time, David Axelrod did a brilliant job of defining Mitt Romney in Iowa very early, before Mitt Romney had the ability to respond. He defined him as a rich guy who didn't care about people who were hurting. And he did that at the end of the campaign as well. And the late breakers went for Obama. I think it showed the effectiveness of that messaging. So Mitt Romney was a problem. But in addition, we have problems with the party. I think we have four parties right now. We have sort of the entertainment component of the Republican Party, which are people in the paid punditry, the radio news talk shows, and Fox News that basically get paid to talk to the same people over and over and over again, white males. And so they're only talking to each other, and they don't understand that it's a bigger issue than just white males. We got an increasing share of a smaller pie. That doesn't win elections. In addition to that, we have the Christian conservatives, who are a very important part of our